Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, I wanted to get started real quickly and just say congratulations to the Chicago Sky. Your 2021 WNBA champion, first time champions.
Right.
Look. And first of all, I should go ahead and let the people know they will probably continue to hear vehicles in the background as you are
on
your morning stroll as we record this.
And we dedicated out here, people.
T is off on a walk as we record this morning, people. So if you hear cars in the background, we apologize. It just came up on me. And I said, well, might as well tell the people so they don't think you're getting sideswiped. But yes.
I didn't know how much you could hear, but congratulations. She's from Chicago, right?
Yes, Candace Parker from Chicago. So Allie that's Quigley. Cool. There's a couple of people from Chicago on that team. So that's pretty neat.
She done brought them a championship. Well, that's how the first thing they won since Jordan left, right?
The Cubs won in 2016, so they had them a baseball championship back in 2016. But yeah, first basketball championship since Jordan. And she had her Michael Jordan jersey on last night when she walked into the game, so that was pretty neat. But Kalia Copper got your WNBA Finals MVP. And she was just outstanding the entire series long. Like I said on here before, she's one of my favorite players now. Courtney Vandersloot had a big 15 assists. She is.
I like her as a point guard.
She is going
like
to
she better. A real point guard. Like that, yes. Try to she ain't doing really nothing trying to initiate the offense.
Yeah, she is going to she's going to shatter assist records before she's said and done. But speaking of said and done, the questions that are lingering heading into next season, as we put this season to rest, will all these big time names will they be back? Will they retire? Yeah, Sue Bird, who just turned 41, I think 2 days ago. Diana Taurasi will be 40 next June. And Candace Parker and Sylvia Fowles will turn 36 this year. So it could be a year where we might lose four stars all to retirement.
Did you say we? Are you a fan?
I'm a huge fan. Watch your mouth.
No, I'm saying a Chicago, not the WNBA.
Oh, no, no.
Are you saying these people just leaving the WNBA?
Yes, I'm speaking of WNBA. Oh, okay. Generals, yes.
Okay, because I was like, what? When you become a fan of Chicago? I know you're a Bulls fan, or was, but...
Yes, so okay. Yeah, I'm thinking of generalities of the WNBA.
Okay.
Yes, so that's going to be a question. And also, next year, they have the World Cup, which will start in mid-September. So it's going to be a year where they have a compact WNBA schedule, which they've had in years before, but how is that going to affect players coming in? And this coming year draft is going to be big because you'll have the Ryan Howards, Nas Hillman from Michigan, potential of Ashley Jones from Ohio, from Iowa State. Big names for people who don't really follow women's college basketball. That's three of your biggest names right there that have potential to come out next year.
Well, Ryan better go ahead and do what she needs to do. I don't know that she want to be number one, but most people want to be number one, you know, Juanita. And so.
Right now she is, honestly, you know, she's been everybody's number one for about 2 years now. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
she's definitely the front runner to be that. And hopefully she has a decent year this year.
That yeah, that's what I was like, well, I hope her team can have some success.
So yeah, there's those questions that are league going forward, but it's gonna be an interesting offseason. And for a league that is on the rise, because of all the numbers you see and the huge crowds that they had during the playoffs, it's definitely looking up for WNBA, which is a very good thing for all involved. But yes, so congratulations to Chicago. I just wonder.
Well, I like Candace Parker. Uh-huh. Like I really don't have you know how people say they don't have an NBA team, they like a player. Like right. That's kind of with her. I like her. I don't really have a team.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is for me now. Cause you know me, I was a big Comets fan back in the day. So now that they're gone, I just kind of root for the league and you know. Go game by game.
Yeah, you had a lot of ties to that team, too, though.
This is very true.
So, and if them ties had been in another team, that's the team you would have followed.
Yes. So, let's go ahead and move on to a little college football talk.
Let's go on let's start with some more sad. Okay, you text me, say, well, look like Florida trying to help Orgeron keep his job. And what did I say to you?
Tell the people.
I said, this ain't going to do it. They beat Florida. And then shout out Larry. My buddy in Florida sent me a message. Orgeron is agreed to leave on mutual to resign. It's a mutual agreement. I was like, Lord, I told Brian.
So I was wrong, but I was right. So I was wrong that they got him, that he saved his job. But what they did was they gave him that $17 million buyout that he wasn't going to get. He wasn't going to get the whole $17 million at one time. They gave it all to him. he wins against Florida, and he gets the whole buyout.
So the question is, I mean, something must be going on because, I mean, they have a one or two not great season. It ain't like, I mean, he just won a championship. Yeah, usually you get a little more grace.
Well, I know it started to roll downhill when the Darius Guy stuff came out where Darius apparently was doing some either raping or some, I don't want to say raping, maybe some beating of women.
Sexual
assault.
Yeah, sexual, well, the rest are right, but sexual improprieties.
Yeah, so there was that came out that cost him his job and with the Washington football team. And that supposedly happened at LSU. And then
at LSU, but, right. Okay, I didn't put all that together.
And I know there was some other things. And, you know, it's just the same kind of deal that kind of seems to follow Orgeron, where he just doesn't really have control that he needs to have.
Lack of institutional control.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So, yeah, there's that. And
well, positive is quail. Go ahead.
Because like you said, they just won a championship and went 15-0 just 2 years ago. And here we are. Just that quickly, he's on his way out. I don't.
Let me tell you something. Word on the street. Let's just see how many people lose their job that people be surprised this year. Because the Gators might have a new coach. Who knows? First of all, he ain't living up to the standards. I mean, we done lost to LSU with a whole bunch of hurt players, Kentucky, and they okay team, but they didn't play no better than we did, and we just gave that game away.
All right.
I hope we can compete against Georgia, but who knows what'll happen to that game. We still got to go to South Carolina, Missouri.
Well, that's hey. Two you ain't got to worry about because neither one of them are any good.
Well, who thought that we should have lost LSU? LSU ain't that great.
No, I
we honestly, gave up 40,
watching
49
that game,
points, Brian.
Well, watching that game made me, because I was actually more confident about us, about Ole Miss playing LSU this coming weekend until I watched y'all. That made me
yeah, because the defense going to do the same thing, can't stop the run. And that's going to, well, hopefully Ole Miss see, you know, they'll get to watch that film.
I'm
and say, this is
said,
the play that killed Florida.
I'm glad you we brought up the run, because I do want to say thank you for taking away that record of most rushing yards in a game. That, you know, Leonard Fournette ran all over us a couple of years
all
ago.
All over, yeah.
And so, oh boy.
Now I'm still attached to it. Look, yeah. I'm still attached to it.
So Florida has taken over that by three total yards.
So way to go. Way to go, Gators.
But I know that you were fast asleep by the time all this happened, because I think the rest of the world just about was as well. But Ole Miss escaped Tennessee. And when I say
I saw the highlights, yeah.
Oh, my.
Or the low lights, so whatever you want to call it.
It got real, real sketchy. First of all, they almost had them another Arkansas situation where it was fourth and 28, I think, against Arkansas a few years ago, and Ole Miss let them have their first down. They almost gave up another one against Tennessee. It was fourth and 18, I believe, or fourth and 19, and they got 18 yards and was inches away from getting that 19th yard to get their first down. And this is where it starts. So the referees, the officials call him down, you know, a yard shy. And then it just came raining. They threw golf balls. They threw Buster bottles.
Beer cans. Maybe not beer cans.
they gave their trick away because they started throwing mustard bottles, and they clearly must be using mustard bottles as a flask to bring in their liquor.
Oh, Lord.
So they
how that go.
And Lane Kiffin got struck by one of the golf balls. It was just a mess for a
yeah, he
while.
Was holding one like he was showing the ref. The ref ain't going to do nothing. I mean, the game was over.
Yeah, that's the thing.
The NCAA can find him, I guess.
That's the thing. It was 54 seconds left, and they had all their timeouts. And we went 3-and-out still when they started the game back. So this is the thing about this makes the fans even worse for doing what they did, because they still had a chance. I mean, they got the ball
back. 15-yard penalty.
So
did they get a penalty for it?
That's the thing. They did not. There was no penalty given.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it was a mess in Knoxville. I'm glad
Man coming over the PA system saying, please refrain from throwing objects onto the field.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's going to do anything.
Like any other drunk people in the stadium that's doing it care.
So there was that. We survive and we continue our stroll. Matt Corral had another good game. Wasn't a great game, but it was a game where it showed.
Hey, you win on the road. That's all.
Yeah.
Find a way to win on the road.
He got the job
done.
Because
it is the SEC. Like, I'm not going to act like these teams aren't great, but it is. Like, it's good football. And exactly. So I was always scared of that LSU game as well, because I'm like, they are LSU. They're going to be excited to play Florida. And we're not that good. And if Richardson don't start against Georgia, Mullins is definitely going to lose his job. But that's neither here nor there.
He came out there looking. He came out there and gave y'all a spark. I'll say that.
I was like, "What? Why you got slow thinker? You see how he just a slow thinker, and that ain't gonna change. And Richardson should start. And if you want to bring Emory in on some other plays, do it. Hey, speaking of this is our last thing on Florida. What's up with somebody? I didn't read the article or the little, I don't know what it was that I saw. Something about Dan Mullen smiling when we was losing to Kentucky?
I hadn't seen anything on that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And some people were like, well, not some people, whoever wrote the little article or whatever, I don't know what happened that I never clicked on it. But I was like, Lord, ain't no telling.
Yeah.
He's so arrogant.
I feel like with his situation, he needs somebody to hate to be good. Like, he had Ole Miss to hate when he was in Mississippi State. And he, you know, he wouldn't ever mention them by name and just called them a school up north and all that.
He got Georgia. It ain't like he's been beating them.
Yeah.
He beat them last year, but
I feel like he should have come in day one going after Georgia or some, or maybe even Alabama. Somebody, just give him somebody to dislike.
Well, he better get it together.
Yeah, he
is. Word on the street is he might not be there long.
Literally, word on the street.
Yeah.
let's see. My last thing I had on the docket to talk about was the NBA preview, and really not necessarily a preview, just kind of giving our stances on a few questions.
Hold on. Our team start right tomorrow. Our game.
Yeah,
because they start tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Hey, do we need to make any changes?
Look, I'm glad.
Do we need to make any changes till I line up?
Yes, our ESPN fantasy basketball team. I'm glad you said that because I sure forgot.
Because we know we're going to have the Lakers play the Warriors, so we're going to get a bunch of points from Curry and hopefully Anthony Davis.
And
we got Westbrook.
And Brooke Lopez, yeah, for Milwaukee when they play Brooklyn. So hopefully that's who we got going tomorrow. Hopefully we get some big points for them to start us off.
You remember we was trying to put what's his name on IR? Did we get to do that?
Yeah, I finally got Klay Thompson down there. He's good.
Well, did we get to pick up
We got Derrick
Rose. Okay, we got it.
So we good to go on our team as I'm looking at us.
Sure you got our lineup ready. So it starts tomorrow.
I was thinking Wednesday. Glad you said it.
I'm pretty sure it's the 19th.
It is. It is. I just looked at it.
Okay.
But I was thinking 19th was Wednesday. I don't know. I was a day behind. Going into the season, a couple of lingering questions. What's Ben Simmons gonna do? He's back with the team, so I guess that means he's gonna at least play it out. Even though he was saying
that again, I couldn't hear the name.
Ben Simmons with Philadelphia.
Ben Simmons. Okay. Yeah.
So he's back with the team, so hopefully that means he's at least going to play his time out there.
I wouldn't hopefully that. Some people think he's going to pull the injured card.
Well, you know, that's
I hope he don't do that.
Me either. And Kevin Durant has come out this past week. At some little event he had where he was saying that he's positive Kyrie Irving's situation is going to work out. So we'll see where that goes in Brooklyn.
Let me tell you right now, and I told a couple other people, you might have been one of them. Kyrie is what was the guy named to the Kardashians, the rapper?
With the Kardashians.
The rapper that was married to Kim Kardashian.
Oh, Kanye.
Kanye is to hip hop what Kyrie is to the NBA. Now, don't come for me, nobody with mental health issues. I honestly think that Kyrie has some mental health issues. I really do.
Yeah.
Because he is just all over the place. And it ain't about, you know, these conspiracy theories. That don't make it. But he up, he down. He need a break. He don't need a break. He out putting sage on the court because of what if some demons, I don't know. He played 2-7 games, then he need a break. But then he on at a wedding, and then he on some other. I was just like, he got some mental health issues. And he really probably needs some therapy or some medication or some combination of both. But
yeah, it's
I wouldn't doubt if he gets the shot or shots or whichever one he decides to do. I was like, I don't see him not playing. He gonna do all this and then get the shot anyway. Speaking of which, yeah. Cam Newton said he got the shot.
And there's
I saw something that said he got shot. So.
There's some jobs out there that he could be had here in the next week or so. Because a couple of quarterbacks went down this weekend.
Well, maybe that's why his agent was like, hey, bro, I understand you, whatever you feeling about this, but you need to have more income. And this might be one of the reasons people don't want to touch you and bring you in. So let's get this off the table.
I think
that's what I tell my client.
In Kyrie's situation, if he actually, you know, decides to come back, I don't want to tell nobody how to do that, how they want to do their stuff. But if he comes back here at the start of the season, then what was all this show for? Because that's all it would be.
Right. It's still going to be a distraction because now people are going to be like, man, why didn't you do all that if you was going to get it anyway?
So,
you wanted attention. So.
Because
one time they, again, he all over the place. I just think he might need some medication and some therapy. Seriously, I'm no joking at all.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. I understand. And then you got the Pelicans once again starting the season without Zion.
That's a mess too.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about him and these injuries. They piling up too early.
Yeah,
I pray he don't wind up being like a Sam Bowie.
Oh, don't say it. Don't say it, Lord. Don't say it, Jesus.
Yeah, but he was hurt all the time. And he was number one pick.
Sam was number two pick now. That was Elijah on and then Sam and then Michael. And Zion.
Oh, I don't know. Well, for some reason, I thought he was one and then Michael was two that year. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, apologies. Either way, he was a top pick over Michael Jordan.
Yes.
And then he wound up being hurt all the time.
This could be, you know, and I don't want to put Greg Oden out there, bless his heart, you know.
He was already damaged goods when he got there. Because, you know, he was hurt up the whole time in Ohio State.
He was, yes. And he looked 40 when he was 20, so.
He definitely looked like he was 55 when he was
he is at least 65 years old when he was a rookie.
I cannot. So, yeah, he got his money. He took his money. So that's all that was that was a robbery. Because did he play a good 30 games? In total, like he was just hurt the whole time, but he had signed a good size contract.
Well, I want to end just the NBA.
Well, hold on. I don't know. For the people that don't know, Zion had foot surgery.
Right, right.
And it was a secret because apparently nobody knew that he had foot surgery. He was supposed to be back before now. Now they're talking about 2 weeks into the season. You know, when you got bad feet, though, and at his size, that could be problematic.
Yeah, that's what concerns me with him.
And it don't look like he can lose weight because it ain't like he's fat.
No, and they acted like how, you know, coming in last year, how he had leaned in, he leaned up some. He still looked the same to me.
He looked like he's a guard or something on the football team.
He's still out there
looking like
he out there looking like Thanos. That's all I know.
Huge. Anyway, well, Zion. And
to finish up the NBA, I'm gonna leave it with this, and it's really just a question for you. Because you are you're the Laker fan. So
I am
the Lakers to complete the season and to win a championship, what is the main thing that has to happen?
stay healthy. Everybody know that. But how about everybody talking about the old heads, all the babies, the ones getting hurt?
Exactly.
PHT, somebody hamstring or groin or something, I think, was it Malik Monk? Well, one of the old heads had a bad ankle probably coming in and ain't tell nobody. He had ankle surgery. But we weren't depending that much on him.
And another
baby hurt. It's like three babies and an old head.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, they got to stay healthy. Well, really, they don't have to stay healthy. Westbrook, LeBron, and Anthony have to stay healthy because they should be able to drag anybody they take out there to at least to the playoffs, and then you worry about the rest of them coming along.
Yeah, health is definitely going to be the name of the game. As I'm reading, you told me about this shooting in Grambling, so as I'm reading that.
Yeah, it's a mess. I don't know if they know who was doing the shooting, but it was their homecoming. And then the quad is like, I guess the quad would be like the Grove. At Ole Miss or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't no telling why that somebody started shooting, but somebody did. And one person dead and some people injured. And a bunch of kids shook up.
Yeah, looks like the latest report is one dead, one hospitalized in critical condition, and there were six that suffered non-life-threatening injuries.
Injured.
And only one injured, only one was an actual student. So,
but how them places be here. People know each other and they don't necessarily live on campus or be students. Because right. I knew several people in Gainesville that weren't students.
Oh, yeah, agreed. Looks like they have no suspect yet, according to the officer, the investigator on hand. There's no suspect as of yet. No motive.
Yes. Since we on World News part of our show, at some point I feel like I don't even want to talk about the World News because it's so bad. Ryan, I never thought that somebody would say something like this in America. Uh-oh. And I don't know why, but I was hoping that we were a little bit better than some of these other countries. In my spirit, I knew better, but something part of me just a little bit apart. Now, this is allegedly. I hope this is all bad intel, but a woman was being raped on the Philly train, and nobody did anything to stop it. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Matter of fact, it says something about people recording it. I think maybe somebody might have called 911.
Oh, Lord, it says it says that people sat there and watched. Oh, my.
Yeah, I was like, I knew America didn't care any more about her women than any other country. While we try to tout how great America is and how to, for example, the Taliban, they don't want women to... America, you don't care no more about your women than any of these other countries. The kitchen where... There's no way in the world that should happen. Period, point blank.
No, because like the article I'm reading says that there wasn't dozens of people around, but there was enough that could have...
It didn't need to be but two. One person might have been scared to do something, but two, if one of y'all get out, the other one is liable to help.
Right.
But what happens is everybody assumes somebody else going to do something. But at some point, you just be like, okay, nobody else is going to do anything. It's up to me.
If it is to be, it's up to me.
Yeah, because... And I know this because that's part of my work. And people again, tend to think somebody else gonna do something, or not in this situation, but they might be like, oh, I don't want to be judged for being wrong about it. It's called evaluation apprehension. And it's a lot of stuff that goes into people intervening. But I can't imagine me not trying to do something. I hope I would have the courage to get up and scream at the person, try to push them off. I don't know. My plan is to get me some mace. Like mace them? I don't know. I just can't imagine watching that happen.
Yeah, I know for a fact my spirit would not allow me to just sit there and watch that happen.
So we going into, it's bad, and it's probably been bad, but to hear something like that, just, it's troubling. It's troubling.
Yes. Well, that's all I got for this week.
I didn't Space Jams, I was trying to wait to watch it with you. But sometimes, you know, the best part is like saying, oh, remembering who you saw this with first.
We can watch. You'll be home for how long?
I'll be home tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, we might could watch it. Yeah. What time is it?
Unless you wind up babysitting.
You know how that go. But hopefully I'm free for a couple of days. So, yes. So, we'll be able to give you T's reaction to Space Jam maybe next week on the episode. And then we'll talk a little NBA next week as the season will be kicked off.
We should know if our team won, right?
It's a weekly deal. Week by week, we'll see how our team shapes up. So that's going to be interesting to follow along throughout the season. And
Lord willing, I'll be able to get, because I got plenty of fans. I got plenty of.
Yes. Well, as always, I am one of your hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with...
T. I'm out of here in these streets getting it in, David.
This has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.